This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Thursday, October 25th, 2018. This is Nick Qualley reporting for CLNS, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox took Game 2 of the World Series last night from the Los Angeles Dodgers with David Price on the mound. The scoring opened up in the second inning after Price made easy work of the Dodgers for the second straight inning. With two outs, Ian Kinsler came to the plate with Xander Bogaerts on second base. Kinsler lined the ball down the left field line, bringing Xander around to score. Price continued to cruise up until the fourth inning where things got hairy. With two men on base with singles by David Freese and Manny Machado, Chris Taylor battled Price for a walk to load the bases. Coupled by a sacrifice fly to deep center field by Matt Kemp and a Yasiel Puig single into center, the Dodgers were only able to muster two runs and squandered the great opportunity that could have done a lot more damage. The Sox bounced back and retook the lead in the fifth inning where they scored three runs following the same theme as they did with two outs. After loading up the bases with singles by Christian Vasquez and Mookie Betts and an Andrew Benintendi walk, the stage was set for Steve Pearce, who ended up walking in a run, tying the game at two apiece. And then it was J.D. Martinez once again with two outs, who dropped a line drive single into right to drive in two. After five innings were done, it was 4-2 Red Sox. Before I go on and finish up what happened in last night's World Series Game 2, let me tell you guys about my new favorite app. After missing the first inning of a San Francisco Giants NLCS game because he couldn't find a printer, Brad Griffith reimagined a simpler process for buying last-minute tickets. Focusing exclusively on mobile, Brad wrote version 1.0 of the GameTime iOS application in 2013 and now leads a passionate team building a remarkable modern experience for last-minute tickets to live events. With over 8 million users across the United States and Canada, GameTime is the top destination for last-minute tickets to all major sporting events, concerts, and shows. GameTime is built for the urban millennial and Gen Z customer that is always on the go and constantly optimizing for the best last-minute ticket experience. Unlike the legacy industry behemoths, Ticketmaster and StubHub, who overwhelm users with cumbersome choices and steps, GameTime curates only the best value tickets and makes the experience incredibly fast and easy. To make selecting tickets even easier, GameTime shows you an actual high-res photo of the view from your seat. Plus, the GameTime guarantee has you covered. They guarantee they'll receive your tickets in time for the event, and they'll be valid for entry. But if that doesn't happen, GameTime will locate comparable replacement tickets or give you a 100% refund. Whether you're looking for sports, music, or theater tickets, you can find all of them under one roof at GameTime. Download the iOS application for iOS or Android. Did you guys know that ticket prices can go down right before a game or concert? GameTime is a mobile app that tracks ticket prices in real time from thousands of trusted sellers, then shows you all the best deals. When prices drop, you can check out in two taps, and tickets are sent directly to your phone. With GameTime, you can get tickets at the last minute for up to 60% off. If plans change, no issue. Sell your tickets with the push of a button. For $15 off, guys, your first purchase. Visit usegametime.com/Sox and use promo code Sox. Again, that is usegametime, usegametime.com/Sox. But note though, the offer is only valid for first time customers. The score from the fifth inning of 4-2 would stand, and the Red Sox bullpen would once again shut down their postseason opponent. The trio of relievers tonight after David Price lasted six full innings was Joe Kelly, Nathan Eovaldi, and Craig Kimbrell. All three displayed absolutely dominant performances that would push the Red Sox to the final score of 4-2 to take a commanding 2-0 series lead. The next game will be in Los Angeles on Friday night, and be sure to catch our next news feed on Friday afternoon. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Nick Qualley for the Boston Red Sox news feed.